this is a proper Group One, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Obviously, you've got plenty of horses clashing here, and they're close rivals anyway. But I think it's coming to York is great, because it's one of the, you know, it's one of the best sprint races of the season, and it's really shaping up to be that in the horses that are turning up.
I mean, the great thing is there's nothing missing, isn't there? So this is really a proper championship race.
It is, absolutely. It'd be interesting with the rainfall that's supposedly due, whether that changes the ground and stuff like that, and if it pushes advantage into other people's laps or whatever. But I think at the moment it's... you know, nobody's got any excuse at the moment, and it's gonna, yeah, it's shaping up to be an exciting race.
And Big Evers has had a great season. Was it very significant to win back here, with the win the Westo back here, prove A, that the horse had trained on, and B, the fact that he clearly does like the Knavesmar?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, less so about the Knavesmar. I think, to me, it was never a problem, or it wouldn't be a problem in my head, just because he's, you know, he's proven so versatile. I think the, you know, the minor blip in the Nunthorpe was against older horses. Things didn't quite go his way, and he came in off the back of running on heavy ground at Goodwood. As a two-year-old, it can knock horses, and I'd say it was probably just a case of that. But I think, you know, that day, you know, horses have these pivotal days in their career where it can shape the rest of what they're doing for the rest of their life, nearly. And I thought that was one of those days. You know, if he'd have come out and got beat, you know, that would have been Big Ev's labelled as a two-year-old only, and you'd have probably seen white flags go up and say, do you know what is he going to be able to improve on what he's done as a two-year-old? Instead, we had the opposite. He came out, he won really well, and we were impressed by him, obviously. Then went to Goodwood and did what he did in the King George. And Ascot, similarly, obviously only narrowly beaten. So, look, the fight is on, and it's great to have a horse of his calibre competing at Group 1 level again at three-year-old, at this three-year-old level.
And your reaction when you heard stall 14?
Look, not really positive, not really negative. I wasn't really that fussed where I was drawn, just because he's so versatile. And I think that's one of his biggest assets. Obviously, the first day of racing here looked like he'd probably want to be drawn low, but with rain due and that can change the track conditions, I think, to be honest, that kind of is what it is. I wouldn't be too fussed about it.
And finally, I mean, you've done so much good work in terms of, also, you've been to Australia and you've made a lot of friends and a lot of fans out there. Are you prepared for a massive resignation from the Tom Markwen fan club? Have you put Asura to the sword again?
Yeah, I don't know. I've probably made a few enemies and all, but no, look, Australia's been fantastic to me, and it's been a fun place to go and ride, and obviously I'll be going back again this year or into the new year, certainly. Look, Australia has always been fantastic with their clashes. You know, we had it with Adabe and Very Elegant, and then Dubai Honor and Animo, and we've had a lot of fun with it, and we've not always come out on top, so I think Australia as a sporting nation recognise these titans clashing, and I'm sure they're looking forward
Bring
to it as
it
much
on
as
is the word.
I'm sure they're looking forward to it as much as we are, whoever comes out on top. So